While political activists in China suffer through a Kafkaesque nightmare, the upwardly mobile pursue a Gatsby-esque dream. As the middle classes earn more money, their desire for status symbols is growing as fast as China's booming economy. The latest object of their desire? Red wine. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
It's auction time in Hong Kong, and today it's not impressionist art or antiques on the block, it's wine.
Over lot 109, Lafitte 82, I've got already 400,000 here, 420, 450,000.
Christie's auction house is selling 12 bottles of the classic Chateau Lafitte 1982.
550,000 then, going to the first lot here, lot 109 at 550.
550,000 Hong Kong dollars, together with the 20% buyer's premium, is roughly 90,000 US dollars. The market's gone mad, admits Christie's auctioneer David Ellswood.
That particular wine, the Lafitte, if you'd have gone back 5 years, it probably would be 10,000. And if you go back 10 years, it's probably like 3,000 or 4,000.
Wine specialist at rival auction house Sotheby's Robert Slee says that Hong Kong is now an important wine centre in its own right.
It has been a meteoric rise where we'll now sell over $50 million worth of wine here this year, which is almost double on New York and London totals combined.
One reason for that has been the recent abolition of Hong Kong's 40% import tax on wine. A second reason is the Chinese business custom of giving face to important clients by providing extravagant gifts. Doug Rumsum works for wine importer Bordeaux Index.
At top-level meetings, if you're not putting a bottle of Lafitte on the table, and not only are you not giving enough face, you're probably running the risk of offending your client. And that's why it's a necessary commodity.
Up the China coast in Shanghai, there's a third reason for the boom. China's burgeoning middle classes are starting to drink wine. At a tasting laid on by a group of French winemakers, Chinese buyer Elaine Xu sums up the wine trend in one important word.
Lifestyle. It's a lifestyle, right? When people, you know, they have the money, they want to different lifestyle, they want to improve their life quality.
28-year-old Xu Qiang, gently cradling a glass of red wine, agrees.
In the younger guys, like the age like me, they will think it's so cool. Yeah, like very resting and very modern.
And the French visitors seem pleased too. Marie-Hélène Lévesque is here from Château Chantegrive, a struggling producer in Bordeaux.
China is really the salvation of our château.
Asia, she explains, now makes up 30% of her chateau's sales, up from 0% 6 years ago. Of course, there are 800 million people in rural China just struggling to make ends meet, never mind trying to differentiate a Bordeaux from a Burgundy. But, says Doug Rumsum, that untapped market is the reason China's so exciting.
There is a following of top brands. There's a perception that fine wine is civilized and something that they would like to be associated with. So long as you bet on China over the short to medium term, then you should bet that we've only just seen the start of it all.
For now, it's especially French wines that are in demand, says Rumsum. But give it a few years, he says, and they'll be wanting Australian, Italian and Californian wines in large quantities too. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.